Because you get up early, Jeff Sloan has to get up early to host the Pre-W Smith Show. And that's what you are listening to now on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back to the Pre-W Smith Show. Listen, we love entrepreneurs doing creative things, achieving things, making things work for them, following their passions, pursuing their passions, and making things happen by starting a new business. Well, we've got a couple of guests right now that really there are two takeaways from this story. One is the inspiration you can get from people doing just that, following their passion and starting a business around it. But two, happy to announce that what they're working on could be a great service if you need it. They've got a really exciting event venue. Should you be in the market for either a personal or corporate event in the near future? This is a great story. We've got Kristen Donofrio, Shannon Megling, and they're going to tell us about their new business. Ladies.
We began working on this project a couple years ago, and a little bit about the history of the building is that this is a Henry Ford factory, finished building in 1922, so it's 100 years old. And at the time, it was an all-female workforce, which was unheard of at that time, and they made parts for the Model T and the Model A, and then they started making parts for the war in that World War II effort. And then Rosie the Riveter, and that history can be traced back to the building. And it was part of Ford's Village Industry factories. And he really wanted to connect the farm to the factory so that the farmers had an opportunity to have some other income when they weren't necessarily farming. And so it was part of this Village Industries effort. And then in about the 40s, about 46, when Henry Ford died, they shut down some of those Village Industries and gave this particular site to Wayne County. They used it for road commission operations. And then we came across it 2018 timeframe and just loved the history of the building and the beautiful opportunity and vision that was there. And we really wanted to create an event space and a place for people to be able to have the flexibility to create whatever kind of event that they wanted, whether that was wedding to baby showers.
Right, corporate.
All of it. We can do just about anything in that space. We've had everything from celebration of life to birthday parties to weddings, big and small. And we have two spaces now, a much smaller space that can be really great for things like small corporate meetings. We've used it for photo shoots. It's been used as a bridal suite. So we really do have a lot of space to be able to offer our clients.
And the timing is great because live events are back.
Yes, they are. This has been a very busy year because of it. And I guess we didn't even realize how much the community needed it. We get a lot of people from the Plymouth, Northville, Novi, Canton kind of area. And we're expanding into Metro Detroit more and getting our name out there. It's a very special place. So you get the, it's beautiful. It's just so much natural light, windows, park space, but then you get the history as part of it as well. So it's extra special.
Sure. It sounds amazing. Tell us about your backgrounds, each of you. This is an entrepreneurial endeavor for the two of you. And love to hear more about your background and how and why you chose this business and this space.
Well, for me, I started out in an event venue when I was younger. My family owned three large spaces in Indianapolis, where I'm from. So, I mean, that was really where I cut my teeth. You know, you start out as a wait staff and everything at that young age and then move up from there. So that was just something that was part of how I grew up. We did a lot of stuff in between, but then in 2018, my husband really pursued the building and renovating it and wanted to have it open for an event venue, which was such a great idea because in the past they tried to make the space into a women's museum because that history is so deep there. They wanted people to know about it and they wanted to be able to bring them in there. But from a sustainability perspective, it wasn't there. So here in an event space, we get to not only have people from the community see it, but it's a viable business as well. So when it was completed, you know, I said, hey, this would be a great thing for me to jump into, especially with having the background that I do.
Right, Shannon?
Yeah, so I spent a lot of time in the automotive industry, both as an engineer and then on the strategy and management side of things. And actually, Kristen and her husband, Greg, and me and my husband all went to Purdue together. So we knew each other there. And after about 15 years in automotive industry, I took a leave. And at the time, Greg was looking at this building and he said, hey, would you like to do this with me? And I just, again, love the history. I love the connection to automotive, which is so deep here in Metro Detroit, right? And then the opportunity, really the vision to have an event space like that, which like Krista mentioned, there's really not anything like it nearby. And so it's just a great opportunity. And so I just jumped in on that and really wanted to expand that business. And like Kristen said, it's great just to be able to bring people in, share the history, but also have some great events as well.
It's really exciting, and it's a family-owned business. We certainly love supporting, highlighting, and supporting family-owned businesses in the region. If people want to learn more about the space and maybe how to book an event there, where do they go?
They can go to our website, www.phoenixmillevents.com. We have Facebook presence, Instagram presence, LinkedIn. In a lot of those places, you'll also find the beautiful pictures that our guests have been able to put on in there. It's not us, it's them. They've been making beautiful events one right after the other. So you can kind of see what the space looks like once you book with us.
It's great. It's really exciting. It's kind of a passion project. You know, it's a building to be proud of. As you say, there's history there. And you're providing such a great service to people, whether at the corporate level or the personal level, that really makes an impact on their lives. You know, sharing great memories there, having great experience. And, you know, as I say, enriching people's lives. It's a beautiful thing. And we wish you guys all the best. Anything else we can share about your story or the event space?
We are open for business. We are happy to book anything big or small. And we are very thankful for the opportunity to get to speak with you today about our business.
Absolutely. One more time, the website.
www.phoenixmillevents.com.
All right, right on. We wish you guys all the best. And we actually are going to look into the space as well. We're excited about it. So we'll keep in touch. Thanks for being on.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right. Going to head to a quick break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W Smith Show.